There's something for every sports fan on CBSLocalSports.com. Watch live radio shows and original video programming like pregame playlists and player style files that gives fans a locker room perspective on their favorite teams and players.
Go as hard as I can for as long as I can.
Well, I've yet to be beaten.
There are a number of people who call me the smartest man in baseball.
Read national articles from some of the best writers in the country. Catch up on the latest from the sports world and never miss a thing with CBS Local Sports. Visit CBSLocalSports.com today. There's something for every sports fan on CBSLocalSports.com. Watch live radio shows and original video programming like pregame playlists and player style files that gives fans a locker room perspective on their favorite teams and players.
Go as hard as I can for as long as I can.
Well, I've yet to be beaten.
There are a number of people who call me the smartest man in baseball.
Read national articles from some of the best writers in the country. Catch up on the latest from the sports world and never miss a thing with CBS Local Sports. Visit CBSLocalSports.com today.
If you are or want to be a truck driver, there's never been a better time to check out Schneider. And that's saying a lot. For 80 years, Schneider has delivered rewarding truck driving careers. And now, we're adding many new customers with January startup dates. That means even more opportunities for you in 2015. See all that Schneider has to offer and apply at SchneiderJobs.com or call 800-44-PRIDE. That's SchneiderJobs.com or 800-44-PRIDE.
Is your restaurant using the best point-of-sale system available? I'm Joe Flynn, owner of PDQ Signature Systems. If your restaurant doesn't have online ordering, delivery mapping, or a customer rewards program, you need PDQ. Whether you're casual or fine dining or quick service with delivery, if you want happy customers, you need PDQ. Your costs will go down, your revenue will go up. Visit PDQ today at PDQPOS.com. That's PDQPOS.com. If your favorite restaurant doesn't have online ordering, tell them to visit PDQPOS.com.
It's time to do our taxes, which means it's time to get a refund. Yay! So if you're expecting a refund this year, head to Walmart and pick up a Walmart Money Card. With free direct deposit, you can get your refund fast. Just enter the card's number on your tax return form. If you're owed a refund, you'll get the money directly deposited onto your card. Don't wait by the mailbox. Get your money fast. Yay! Start strong. Save big at tax time. Walmart.
Purchase monthly and other fees apply. See package for details. Successful card setup is required.
300. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. This is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Chris Ranji. Grab a Wolves fan four-pack, four tickets, hot dogs, sodas, and popcorn at one low price, ChicagoWolves.com. Three games left to go on the Blackhawks road trip, one of them tonight in Minnesota. Corey Crawford will start in net. The Hawks have dropped two of three on the trip so far. Meanwhile, the suspension for Daniel Carcillo is over. He's eligible to play tonight. And Chris Versteeg is expected to return to the Hawks lineup early next homestand, this according to coach Joel Quenneville. Though the Bulls sit in fourth place in the East, coach Tom Thibodeau says his team could stand to improve, well, really just about everything.
Offensively, I think there's some good things, but there's things that we can do a lot better. And so we're trying to work on that execution. We're trying to work on the execution of the defense. Those are things you have to do day after day.
Bulls now just a half game in front of the Cavaliers, who have won 11 straight. Mike Dunleavy will sit out tomorrow against the Rockets with what Thibodeau is calling a bone bruise. The Patriots were set to celebrate their Super Bowl championship with a parade in Boston today, but that has been postponed until tomorrow due to the winter storm. A juror in the Aaron Hernandez murder trial has been dismissed after the judge said there was evidence the juror had formed an opinion on the case outside of the trial and had also discussed inadmissible evidence. In college basketball tonight, the Illini take on Rutgers. Our broadcast here on The Score starts at 8. And in the AHL, Rochester with a win over the Wolves today, 3-2. This update brought to you by PDQ Signature Systems, fast, efficient restaurant POS software. And when cold and flu season hits, count on Walgreens. They have everything you need, like Tylenol Cold, to make getting relief easy so you can feel better fast. Walgreens at the corner of happy and healthy. 670 weather, about an inch of snow expected tonight in the area, a low of 23. Tomorrow, cloudy with a high of 25. I'm Chris Ranji, and you are listening to the number one sports station in Chicago, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour of Boards and Bernstein is brought to you by Packy Webb Ford. Visit PackyWebbFord.com today.
Boars and Bernstein at it again.
Boars and Bernstein, afternoons on The Score.
Kevin is next on The Score. Hi, Kevin.
If I could tell would sit next to Marshall, I think he wants to be sitting next to the face of redemption in the franchise. He's been a model citizen.
Model citizen? Model citizen? The guy's trying to break the team apart single-handedly. Screaming at people and then calling press conferences to wave around phony documents? Hey, hell team you watching? If you say that you can keep from punching women, you're redeemed?
That's right.
Seriously?
You are redeemed.
That's what an awful thing to think or say. So if somebody wants to beat up women,
boy,
run from the cops multiple times, and then say, well, I haven't done it in a while. So that's redemption.
That's redemption.
You better recalibrate, dumbass.
Boars and Bernstein. Over 15 years on 670 The Score.
Matt Bowen.
This tape is going to be watched by everyone countless times this offseason because they're going to look at what Brady Edelman, Gronkowski did and say, okay, this is how you attack Seattle. But, you know, you got to have the guys. There's only one Rob Gronkowski. Now, Edelman, you can find a receiver with explosive change of direction ability. You can do that. And I was thinking about the Bears watching these two teams, and especially offensively. If the Bears were to match up against Seattle, they don't have that guy. They got Matt Forte, but you can throw a ball Matt Forte 25 times. Then you have to find a receiver who can work underneath in that Bears offense. It's something really to focus on this offseason going into the draft.
Idiot and Bernstein
over there on The Score.
Terry Bores.
Selling a dog? Does that rate with a kid dead?
Dan Bernstein.
Missy Misdemeanor Elliott. That's getting it done.
That's got to wait.
Boars and Bernstein, weekdays 1 to 6 on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Telling you, as opposed to the kid who's dead that he can't do anything, it is hard. I must admit, it's probably very hard to do anything when you're dead. But as opposed to that, I'll take the damn dog. They didn't kill the dog. They didn't throw him off a cliff. They just sold him. Are you not allowed to sell a dog?
Apparently you're not. You can kill a kid, but you can't sell a dog.
I couldn't grow up. Because I died from an accident.
In my pants!
Well, that'll kill you.
That'll, you get an explosive incident, you never know. But oh my God, I was reading more about that today, too. That's not dying either. That's going to stay around for a while.
And I have a friend in the know as to what's going on here. And apparently, the Ogilvy Nationwide relationship, that's the agency, not great. But I guess the Nationwide CEO, who is beginning to ask questions of people, that the CEO is dismayed at the reaction, and the phone calls started, how did this get made and why?
I couldn't grow up because I died from an accident.
Okay, cool.
It died in a mineshaft explosion. Right?
That was Les's actual reaction. Right. Okay.
I couldn't grow up.
Everything's good. I drowned in the tub. I was hit by a TV. I was thrown off a cliff. Backdoored. I mean, I just took all of this
backdoored
stuff.
Backdoored again.
In Indiana. I think there's something there's something to all this, and that's going to go on. The final play of the Super Bowl is going to go on. You talk about the power of this. That's going to go on. That discussion's not over. I'm sure it's not over in Seattle.
Oh, no.
You bet it's not over in Seattle. So, I mean, I look at all this and say, oh, my God, nothing. And I don't blame anybody for being mad about that thing. I understand you want to do a spot, but, man, that's a downer. If I'm sitting in a room, people, here's a kid, he can't do anything, he's dead.
What's wrong with the kid? Well, he can't do anything. Why can't he?
Can't do anything. Why can't he?
Well, he died in a one-car accident. I mean, he's over in Bologna.
Well, attacked by the dog. I'm in favor of the dog. And then go.
I wanted to grow up, but I was torn apart by dingoes. Sucked for me, I guess.
And the dingoes, of course, are not speaking to anyone. not talking.
We needed something else in sports to happen.
It didn't. It didn't happen.
That's okay.
God, I'll take the dog anytime. Yeah, all of a sudden, in this country now, I learned this, you're not allowed to sell a dog.
You are.
Do not sell a dog.
You're allowed to sell a dog. You're just not allowed to show it on television, I guess.
Okay. Can't sell the dog. Oh, my God.
See, this just gets back. People don't know your history with the PETA people. They don't know your history. And it involved dogs. It involved jokes. It involved threats on to you, of grievous bodily harm to you.
Oh, please. Dopes. I'm afraid of them. It did. And you know what? If I had it to do all over again, I would 100% do it all over again.
Yeah, I know that.
Not even hesitate.
We always talk about leading up to the Super Bowl, how every NFL market will start saying, well, these teams do this, therefore our team, blah, 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 should do this, this, this. I never thought that we would see what we saw today of it now also transferring to the Chicago Bulls, that apparently, because of Tom Thibodeau's connection to Bill Belichick, now the Bulls can learn from this. That?
They're learning from
working together and doing the right things?
Right.
What? What? I didn't know where that was going. I know you got to figure something to say, but because I read through it, and then Thibodeau says, we talked about it, the range of emotion, how there's not much difference in winning and losing. You looked at the Patriots sideline. They had despair. The game changed two plays later. It shows you've always got to try to put as many things in your favor as you can.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah. Is this? Thibodeau has known this, and he's talked about this all the time. That's his whole essence, right?
It is. And you know what? Actually, it's kind of a great trip for them when you can come home for 3 days. You know, in the old days, when you're going to the West Coast, you're gone for 2 damn weeks. You weren't coming back to here and relaxing and taking a couple days. You weren't doing that. You were out in the damn West Coast. I mean, that's a pretty good trip when you can come home. You have, what would they be? Play Friday night, and you don't play again until tomorrow night, right? That's a pretty good deal.
And they get the Rockets without Dwight Howard.
Right. That's a pretty damn good deal.
Here's Tony. He's on the score. Hi, Tony.
Hey, guys. Hey, I don't know if he's still on a contract, and he was hurt at the end of the season, but wouldn't Colt McCoy be a viable backup for the Bears? Or is that bad?
I'm just not concerned about the backup. I mean, we don't even know who the starter's going to be.
Well, he did towards the end of the season. I'm just saying, in case Cutler does get hurt.
Well, we don't know
that Cutler's going to be the quarterback.
Yeah, or we don't know.
I'm just saying, they need a backup, either for Cutler or for whoever else is there. So, just a thought.
Here's what I want you. I appreciate your call, but I think you're doing yourself a favor. Stop thinking about Colt McCoy.
Yeah, and stop thinking.
Your life will be better.
The next year's Bears backup quarterback.
Yeah, your life will be better. You'll be fuller, richer.
Why is anybody thinking about that?
I don't know.
Let alone picking up a phone to want to talk about
it. That damn commercial. He's depressed still. He's thinking about that.
About the kid.
Yep.
So he's just lighten the mood. Yeah. He thinks of Colt McCoy.
I do too all the time. I wake up thinking about Colt McCoy, how good he'd be in a Bears uniform. God. You know, there's a lot of things we're just talking about, the bottom of the roster and all this other stuff the Bears have to do. I just hope that these guys are smarter than the other guys, because the bottom of the Bears roster just has sucked. Really. Yes.
You want good special teams?
Yes.
Get more talented guys in those roles.
Yep. I think they will. I think they can probably find some of these guys that can do this rather than, I don't know what it was, just didn't like it. And the minute I saw it in the preseason where they had nobody to do that, I thought, this is already heading in the wrong direction.
Well, didn't they sign D.D. Lattimore to a 2-year deal? Maybe they identified him as a core special teamer. That was one of the first moves of Ryan Pace. And really, this whole Adam Gase, Ryan Pace thing is going to be a problem for me. Because every time I think I'm saying it right, I'm worried. Part of my brain is thinking I'm saying the wrong name, and I'm mixing them up. It was sort of like when Ray Emery was in town. It was Phil Emery and Ray Emery. The whole Gase Pace thing, I'm going to need a mnemonic to have to figure that out. But he wanted D.D. Lattimore, and he'll be damned. He locked him up.
You know what? I like it. Just be certain. Whatever it is, be certain when you do it. That's
Frank
all I ask.
In Lakeview, welcome to WSCR.
Hello?
Go ahead.
Yeah, my name's Fred. I know I'm going to get pounded here, and I totally freaked out. Not freaked. My wife and I looked at each other after that kid commercial and just like, what, are we supposed to cry now? But as far as the dog thing goes, and I don't know if anybody brought this up, but, you know, of course a kid's way more important than a dog. But I think what the point is that there's a thing going on now where dogs are being sold as bait for dog fighters, and that's why individual selling dogs is a problem. And
yeah, where's that at?
Where? Well, I know it's happening in Illinois. That's where I live. But I understand from what I've read that it's happening.
So
know,
in other words, somebody on TV buys a dog. You think that dog is being sold as bait?
The problem with the commercial was the national or international assumption that the dog in the GoDaddy spot was being sold as bait for dog fighting.
Okay. Right or wrong, but I think the idea is that you want to be a responsible dog seller. And
well, this was a woman who looked like a responsible dog seller. She didn't. She wasn't dressed in. You know, I mean, she didn't have like a bunch of pit bulls behind her. She was like, glad to see your home. We just sold you. So now, wait a minute. Let me get this straight. So if anybody sells the dog, your first thought is bait. Don't people sell dogs all the time, or are they all bait?
And how do you use a dog as bait?
You train them.
Do you mean like a sparring partner?
Yeah, I think you train them.
Because it's bait if you're like out trying to catch something. It would be bait.
Yeah, but I
like
think
you could use it as bait for like a mako shark or something. But I don't know how to say, here, come and get it. Come and get it. Come and get it. And then you actually can catch. I guess it's not really bait then.
No, it's not really. But well,
it'd be fodder.
Maybe that's,
I think bait's the wrong word.
I didn't realize they do that, but I guess if you're one of those piece of crap, maybe that would make sense. But I still don't think that's such a common thing. You go, that woman has sold him to be bait. She told him one of those people.
And did you see Phil Rosenthal's breakdown of the nationwide explanation for that ad? And how wrong and phony the entire idea is? Their whole idea about starting a conversation because kids die in accidents. You know who else died? You know, the number one killer? Number one cause of death is accidents. Everybody, until disease gets you. That's everybody. If you look at the actuarial charts of what kills people, it's not just kids. And their stats was up to age 40. They were using, we got to talk about these childhood accidents. The bathtubs, the televisions are falling at everybody. Their actual numbers that they used to, quote unquote, start this conversation involved those kids up until age 40. Because that's what people die in, accidents. Stupid people die in accidents.
Wait a minute. I had several accidents. I'm not stupid, and I'm not dead.
And then, when you start to hit 45, 50, you know what kills you? Everything else.
Yes.
Because that's when all the diseases show up.
Once you get past, 55, at least for me, not for you, you're pretty good in terms of your, because you'll be here 40 more years annoying people with your tripe. The best friends you have are your doctors. My best friends are my doctors. I don't talk to anybody else. I don't have time for them. I text them. We send romantic letters to one another. That's what we do. I've got their...
Send them berries and flowers and bears.
I do. Yep. That's exactly what I do. So, yeah, they are my best friends because I've told them that. I said, you understand that you are one of my best friends. And a couple of them look at me like, what?
They write you another prescription and get you out of there,
right? I'm going to sell you for bait. I think they are. There's no doubt. I well could have died in an accident. I wouldn't have been drowning, unless I hit a lake. But I mean, because I wound up in a lake,
right?
I don't think I'd be drowning, and I don't think a TV would fall off the wall.
But it's completely disingenuous to say, "Oh, look at these adorable children." It's not. It's everybody that dies in accidents. That's what happens.
Yes,
people put themselves in harm's way and they die.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
But they have to, we're starting a conversation. Yeah, starting a stupid conversation.
I didn't know that conversation existed.
It doesn't. It's sort of like the vaccine debate.
Oh, speaking of that.
Yeah, your guy Rand Paul today. Ooh, that's what you call the end of a presidential campaign.
And our guy at the Tribune tore it up.
Oh, Rex?
Oh, yeah.
He was terrific. He was terrific. There were some people stepping in it today. You had Governor Fatty and you had Rand Paul.
What did Governor Fatty say?
He said that it's a personal choice. That it's just your choice. And then Rand Paul said he knew too many children who immediately developed illnesses due to vaccines. This is a doctor, mind you. That's Duke Medical School. And he's still pandering to the crazy people. And then someone asked him, can you name one of these people and what the disease was? He just ignored the question. That's like I was supposed to run for president to say, well, I know vaccines are bad. I know too many people have gotten sick from vaccines. Too many children gotten very serious illnesses. No, you don't. You don't know one, and you can't name one. Lunatic idiot.
You know, Governor Tubby, too, was going to do a radio interview. Did you see him fall off the chair?
No!
Take a look. See if you can go on YouTube. Am I right about this?
As good as Mike Shuler?
Yeah. Yeah, people falling will never not be funny.
Yeah, it's what he did. Try to get on a chair, one of those higher chairs, and down he went. You couldn't see him. And boy, if you can't see him, you know it's a deep floor. You couldn't see him. But he got up and apparently hit his head. I mean, I don't know what the hell he's talking about. What are you talking about?
Oh, God, this is hysterical. This is one of these chairs. It's literally the same chair I'm sitting in right now. That's great. Oh, here. Down he goes.
At Chicago Sports Radio 670, the score.
Chicago Sports Morning Show is Mully and Henley.
One of the most unbelievable Super Bowl calls. It's just one of those what were you thinking moments. Boy, did the Bears dodge a bullet by not hiring Darrell Bevell.
Oh, my goodness.
Turn them on when you get out of bed. Or get in the car. Mully and Henley. Chicago Sports Morning Show. Turn them on at 5 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
This is Jim Rome with a CBS Sports Minute. It's been 2 days and the 12th man is still shocked by the Super Bowl's worst play call ever, except Darrell Bevell says that's the look we wanted. You mean the look where Marshawn Lynch was in your backfield and the ball was 3 feet from pay dirt? Listen, I can maybe understand a corner fade to Chris Matthews. I could possibly see rolling out Russell Wilson and giving him a run pass option, but nobody understands asking the shortest quarterback in the NFL to throw right over the middle where anything can happen to a receiver with 18 career receptions. What's next, Bevs? You gonna blame Ricardo Lockett? You know it. He says Lockett could have been stronger to the ball. Stop talking, start owning, because the only thing worse than making that call is trying to knife one of your own players for it. Sounds like Bevell has been hanging at BevMo. I'm Jim Rome.
Sports fans, are you considering a career change? The U.S. Census Bureau says those with a master's degree earn 30% more than those with a bachelor's. Don't drop the ball. Increase your earning power by completing a master's degree in 18 months or less at Robert Morris University, Illinois. Visit www.robertmorris.edu/masters or call Robert Morris University's Graduate School at 312-935-4812. If you could design your own MBA program, what would it look like? Would it be flexible with classes in the evening, weekends, or online to fit your busy life? Would it be taught by business leader faculty who bring their own real experience to bring to life the topics in the classes they teach? Would it be from a school with a track record of alumni who've risen higher in their organizations? Would it be important that what you learn can be immediately applied to your job so you can see the impact of your education right away? If so, we love the way you think, and Lake Forest Graduate School of Management is the right MBA program for you. Since 1946, Lake Forest has been providing business professionals with a greater understanding of business to allow them to gain the competence and confidence to contribute to their organization's success. To learn more about the MBA you want, the way you want it, visit www.lakeforestmba.edu/radio. That's lakeforestmba.edu/radio.
Coming up as a radio mix for Studio 41, this is New Showroom, Consumer 15-second stereo radio mix, code 014-02-13-S41.
Remodeling a bathroom or dreaming of a new kitchen? Studio 41 Home Design Showrooms is your complete resource with a great selection of kitchen and bath products now featuring the bold look of Kohler. Visit a showroom or find us online at shopstudio41.com.
It's time to do our taxes. Boo! Which means it's time to get a refund. Yay! So if you're expecting a refund this year, head to Walmart and pick up a Walmart Money Card. With free direct deposit, you can get your refund fast. Just enter the card's number on your tax return form. If you're owed a refund, you'll get the money directly deposited onto your card. Don't wait by the mailbox. Get your money fast. Yay! Start strong. Save big at tax time. Walmart.
Purchase monthly and other fees apply. See package for details. Successful card setup is required.
Introducing the Sleep Number bed. Now with Sleep IQ technology.
Ta-da!
You and your partner find your ideal comfort and support, your Sleep Number setting. Then working with the Dual Air technology, Sleep IQ tracks your sleep and reports back. Try adjusting your Sleep Number setting. Sleep IQ tells you what works. Only at a Sleep Number store. Find our C2 bed, rated Best Buy by a leading consumer magazine. C2 Queen mattresses with Sleep IQ start at just $999.98. Find us at one of our 14 stores in Chicagoland. For your local store, visit sleepnumber.com. No better sleep with Sleep Number.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called Pay for Performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-2412. 800-821-2412.
Perhaps when you think cruise, you'd imagine staged entertainment, excessive dining, dressy attire, and stops in only a few major ports. Hurtigruten is none of that. On board our smaller ships, you're in good company with like-minded, active, inquisitive travelers. Norway's celebrated Hurtigruten route includes over 1,000 miles of stunning coastline. Find your voyage today by calling 855-370-2651. On a Hurtigruten voyage, you don't just visit Norway, you become part of it. Call 855-370-2651 today.
Are you in debt and struggling to make even the minimum payments on your credit cards? Consolidated Credit can work with your creditors to lower your payments and reduce or even eliminate your interest charges. Get a free consultation by calling 800-519-1658. That's 800-519-1658 to start breaking free from your debt. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. NDDM-19 or DM-80031.
So I'm here to tell you about an amazing new acne treatment that even Proactiv says is better than Proactiv. It's called Proactiv Plus. You know, millions of people have turned to Proactiv, but Proactiv Plus, it works faster and better than before. So if your goal is a flawless complexion, call 1-800-244-1946. All of today's callers will also get 2 free gifts with their 60-day risk-free trial. So the number is 1-800-244-1946. 1-800-244-1946.
Retailers today.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
226 Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Boris and Bernstein talking a little bit of everything today and just basically still talking about what the leftovers from the Super Bowl ads or the game remain hot around the country. You read it. You read today's stories from all over the place, and it's like the game was played yesterday. It's the ads. It's the call. It's this. It's that. It's oh my God. It's never going to end. And you're right. There's nothing else going on. And we talked a little NBA as well. Just that, you know, all of a sudden where you kind of looked and there seemed to be despair and nothing going on, the Cavaliers, in case you haven't seen them, and you'll, I mean, take a look if you can, if you're a basketball fan.
That's what figuring it out looks like.
That's what figuring it out looks like. Yeah. Yeah.
This is from Teddy, who says, "This is the problem with Bears fans." The organization just replaced its entire front office and coaching staff. The roster is one of the oldest and most expensive in the league with virtually no high-ceiling young talent.
Correct.
This team needs waves of new talent at literally every positional group. And what does seemingly every caller want to talk about? How well Shea McClellan could fit in a 3-4, which position is the biggest need with the 7th pick, and who Jay Cutler's backup should be.
Mm-hmm.
For the last time, it is not about any one player or any one move. It's not about Cutler, and it's not about Marshall, and it's not about next season. Until further notice, don't worry about it. Let the new general manager and head coach build this thing back up. Thank you, Teddy. Yes, thank you. It's weird when people are asking all of these questions about who is the free safety going to be at this point for next year. It doesn't matter.
No, it'll be a little bit of time, but I still think they have some guys on there that with good coaching can play.
And that's what this year is all about finding out.
Yeah, this is what it is. I think they do. Not great. I mean, I don't know if anybody's great.
But they don't know yet.
Right.
Even if they think it's going to take real games, a real season to find out some of this stuff. And they're going to move guys around. Vic Fangio is a really flexible defensive coordinator. He's got his preferred things that he likes.
Yeah.
But he'll say, all right, if he's bad here, let's try him here. You're going to see a lot of different looks. You're going to see a lot of experimentation, a lot of opportunity. You're not going to have guys who are just placed in roles and rigidly locked into these roles. So I think it's going to be very cool to watch this all happen. But just understand what's actually going on.
Urban A will be very interesting.
Right.
Very interesting.
You got new eyes on this team.
Yeah.
And for everything you want to talk about, everything that we've spent the last few years, we got to get away from old patterns of how we're talking about the Bears. Because they pushed hyperspace on this thing, man. Yeah. This could be completely blown up. You've got a different way of looking at it. And the roster of leftovers, whether veteran and expensive or young and bad and cheap, whatever, none of that really matters until they kind of get their hands in this clay here. They've got no idea. They just left the Senior Bowl. They're working on a draft. They haven't, and poor Ryan Pace just watched every play of the Bears season. I'm telling you, wellness check. We'll
send somebody over.
We got to make sure. Or maybe he got near an overfilled bathtub or something.
It could be the tub. Could be a TV fell in his head. That's what happened after he got there when all the Bears gave him the TV fell in his head.
Right, because he's not 40 yet, so the stats still count for him. So that's going to be next year's commercial. Hi, I'm Bears general manager Ryan Pace, and I wasn't able to enjoy this season because I died watching a full season of Bears football from 2014.
That's a commercial. That's a start right there.
Killed him.
I couldn't grow up because I died from an accident.
Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves update studio. That was just, well, I was at a Super Bowl party, you know, and that happened, and everybody in the room went, whoa, good God.
Oh, like,
holy
way.
Crap. Like, nobody saw that coming.
Hey, some breaking baseball news here. I don't know if you have this, because this just crossed like 30 seconds ago. It's from Jeff Passan at Yahoo. Yoan Moncada has been declared a free agent after MLB has changed its rules regarding Cuban players. That's huge, isn't it?
Yep. Only a matter of time, though. It's going to happen.
Right. But for him now, that means bidding right damn now, right?
Correct.
Because I heard Theo Epstein on the Score talking about him and saying he was going to command every bit of every dollar that everybody thought.
What's
Theo doing
anyway?
It
probably happened a little bit sooner than everybody thought.
I've got to check and see what Theo's doing because I'm not sure.
Yeah, you don't understand?
I don't get it.
I know.
I don't get it.
We can also find out who Nene is.
What is this, 3, 4, 5, 10 years? What's the plan here?
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Chris Ranji. Grab a Wolves fan 4-pack, 4 tickets, hot dogs, sodas, and popcorn, one low price, ChicagoWolves.com. We'll start with the Blackhawks. They're going to play tonight. They have been very good against Minnesota, and Corey Crawford has, especially. He has won his last 4 starts against them. That's who they will play tonight. They continue their road trip. Meanwhile, Coach Joel Quenneville says he expects Chris Versteeg to be back early in the Hawks' next homestand. All-Star Weekend a week from Friday in the NBA, and Mike Dunleavy could be out for the Bulls until after that.
I don't know. I mean, we'll see. It may be what ends up happening, but I hope not. I want to play, whether that's the game before the All-Star break, that's this weekend, whatever. I want to play as soon as I can without risking any further damage.
Coach Tom Thibodeau called what he has a bone bruise. The Bulls will play the Rockets tomorrow. In Boston, the Patriots championship parade postponed until tomorrow because of the recent winter storm. College basketball tonight, Northwestern against Nebraska. The Illini take on Rutgers. We're going to have that game on the Score starting at 8. And back to the AHL, Rochester beating the Wolves today.
Oh, Rochester.
Now, there we go. Hey, see, Chris, you're going to have to stop. Just say
what music was playing behind Dunleavy?
I didn't hear it.
Let me play it again.
It sounded like Journey's Separate Ways, but I'm not sure.
I didn't hear it.
I don't know. I mean, we'll see. It may be what ends up happening, but
it is.
I hope not. I want to play, whether that's the game before the All-Star break, that's this weekend, whatever. I want to play as soon as I can without risking any
of those chains.
Who the hell's listening to that, by the way?
How did you even hear that?
I don't know.
Oh, you could tell Journey.
I was pretty sure. I'm pretty sure I believe it's called Separate Ways by Journey, right?
It is.
But who'd be playing that?
That was my next question.
Well,
Is it automatic when a white person's talking, they play Journey behind him, or do they switch it up for somebody else?
Yeah, I that's odd. Okay.
I didn't think at the Advocate Center they'd be blasting that.
No. But what the hell?
Okay. Yeah, what the hell? Yeah.
Sorry. We move on. All We're right. sorry.
Tell us about Rochester.
Well, they beat the Wolves today 3-2.
Of course they did.
Icky.
This update brought to you by Vasectomy Clinics of Chicago. And did you know Toyota has 6 SUVs and crossovers to choose from, no matter what the weather or whatever your style, Toyota's got you covered. I'm Chris Ranji, and you are listening to the number one station in Chicago, number one sports station in Chicago, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
So not only do you have the Bears that are going to, again, allow this thing to begin, let them do their job. Don't worry about anything. Everything, you know, Bourbonnais will really be interesting. Because I still believe there's some guys in the roster that you can get something out of. I think there are better players there in some places than you think if you have a real coach. Because I don't know that the Bears had a real coach anywhere. I'm not sure.
The wide receivers coach they kept him. Mike Groh kept him around. Good enough. I couldn't tell you one way or the other.
Yeah, I didn't think it was a particularly great year for the wide receivers, but whatever. That's fine. And while they're listening to Journey, they're, the Bulls at this point, and even though, of course, Tom loves his Bill Belichick, and really, who doesn't? But they are, with each passing day, and you look at this, and you think about this, and I bet on them, so I know this money is gone. They're not going to win this Eastern Conference.
There's three teams that are better than they are.
Yeah.
I think the Cavs, the Wizards, and the Hawks are better than the Bulls.
Yeah. And that's even at Bulls' full strength and all the other. I don't think so.
The problem is Pau Gasol. As much as this is the irony. And this is just speaking truth here. He's their best player.
Yeah.
He's also their limitation. Because he just can't move his feet well enough defensively to do what he's got to do to play that position in a Tom Thibodeau defense. That's the biggest reason. We know Rose can't really defend.
No.
But the fact is, you have the luxury of getting some easy buckets from him. You know that the guy can score. When he's been matched up against somebody really good, he gets killed.
Yeah, I know.
Like beaten badly, abused.
Oh, please take your balls off my head.
Right. I mean, I love the guy. And he says all the right things, and he works really hard, but he just can't defend.
No.
He's not an active rebounder. He'll clean it up for you. I mean, he can get something that rolls off, and he'll grab it for you. And he can block a shot, but because you came to him, not because he's tracking you down or he's getting something from the offside. Yeah. You know, he's really a limited defensive player. So it ends up being a wash, and he's a bum slayer is what he is.
That's what he does. Correct. When there's a real center there, he doesn't do that. But when there isn't, he kills you. But look at some of these guys have done to him. I mean, that's going to happen again because the Washington guys will kill him.
And it's not going to get better because he's 34. You got him for 3 years.
Yeah.
So that's really my worry is that this is what we're seeing now. That it's the truth of the Bulls is laid bare. In that regard, that as great as he's been and the all-star nod and all the 30 double doubles and everything that he's done, he is the limiting factor because of how it fundamentally changed the Bulls defense.
Yeah, I don't really think that that's going to change and they're all of a sudden the light's going to go on and the Bulls are going to play a great defense. I that's not going to happen.
They can't.
As long as you can't, you're in trouble. I mean, you've got, and really, Cleveland has some time. You have to get even better. Get Love more involved. I know he didn't shoot well last night, but I mean, get him involved. He had 15 rebounds, so he can still do that. He can outlet with anybody who ever played. He can really do that. But, I mean, there's so much on that team now with the trades they made. There's so much there. And when it all comes together, you still got the best player in the game. And the 2 weeks off really helped him. Still got him. And Kyrie Irving, the Bulls can't do anything about him.
And here's our idiot texter of the day. Try to enjoy the journey of sports. Just because the Bears aren't close to the destination doesn't mean that short-term decisions don't matter. Yes, it does, dumbass! A lot of these short-term decisions don't matter. Who the Bears' backup quarterback is doesn't matter. They don't.
You try to enjoy the journey. The journey involves a lot of heavy lifting.
I thought he was talking about the Bulls again.
And members of Journey. We're enjoying that.
That's what he's talking about.
I mean, that's just dumb. That's just minutia. You're caring about the wrong things. You're caring about dumb crap.
We took a lot of calls that way.
That's why we had two awful weeks of phone call misery from people who don't understand what you should be concerned about. So we're here to tell you. We'll figure it out for you. Boris and Bernstein, we have the score.
Introducing Play.it, a podcast network like no other. From award-winning news programming and number one sports brands to digital exclusives, Play.it is delivering storytelling at its best. Hear what you've been missing at Play.
It's the show that can move you to tears.
You need me, Mom. I do.
Or tears of laughter.
Maybe I should help someone.
What's stopping you?
To be honest, a complete lack of compassion.
And now, you can find TV's Funniest Moms on Thursday.
I wanted to talk about me, and I thought I'd come off better if I pretended to be interested in you.
Emmy winner Allison Janney and Anna Faris star.
Let's go lunch! I'm not hungry!
Grandma's making it!
Okay!
Mom, Thursday, only CBS.
It's time to do our taxes. Boo! Which means it's time to get a refund. So if you're expecting a refund this year, head to Walmart and pick up a Walmart Money Card. With free direct deposit, you can get your refund fast. Just enter the card's number on your tax return form. If you're owed a refund, you'll get the money directly deposited onto your card. Don't wait by the mailbox. Get your money fast. Yay! Start strong. Save big at tax time. Walmart.
Purchase monthly and other fees apply. See package for details. Successful card setup is required.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call We Speak Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call 800-675-5208. 800-675-5208. That's 800-675-5208. 800-675-5208.
Last year, we saved for a winter family vacation, and boom, the heater broke. Our entire vacation fund went for a new furnace.
Don't make your family pay the price for unexpected home repairs. With a Total Protect home warranty, you can save money and avoid stress by having a plan for when your vital home systems break down. Call 1-800-542-8103 and let us know how much you want covered and how much you want to pay. Plan for a great 2015 with Total Protect at 1-800-542-8103. Did you know for less than a dollar a day, you could save thousands in future medical costs? The solution is the One Touch Mail-R Medical Personal Protection Plan featuring the Medical Alert System. At the touch of a button, Mail-R Medical will provide assistance 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. You just plug the unit into a power outlet and connect to a phone line. For more information, call 1-800-760-2067. That's 1-800-760-2067.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called Pay for Performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-2412. 800-821-2412.
Introducing Play.it, a podcast network like no other. From award-winning news programming and number one sports brands to digital exclusives, Play.it is delivering storytelling at its best. Hear what you've been missing at Play.it.
Hey, Kevin and Bean here from the Kevin and Bean Show. We have combed through the archives to find some of our best moments from the show's history and are kicking things off with our pal Jimmy Kimmel.
Go to krock.com to watch as we dare Jimmy Kimmel to eat a piece of bacon that's been stuck on the wall for a full year.
It is disgusting, but also hilarious and worth your time. Go to krock.com and watch it now.
There's something for every sports fan on CBSLocalSports.com. Watch live radio shows and original video programming like pregame playlist and player style files that gives fans a locker room perspective on their favorite teams and players.
Go as hard as I can for as long as I can.
Well, I've yet to be beaten.
There are a number of people who call me the smartest man in baseball.
Read national articles from some of the best writers in the country. Catch up on the latest from the sports world and never miss a thing with CBS Local Sports. Visit CBSLocalSports.com today.
Perhaps when you think cruise, you'd imagine staged entertainment, excessive dining, dressy attire, and stops in only a few major ports. Hurtigruten is none of that. On board our smaller ships, you're in good company with like-minded, active, inquisitive travelers. Norway's celebrated Hurtigruten route includes over 1,000 miles of stunning coastline. Find your voyage today by calling 855-370-2651. On a Hurtigruten voyage, you don't just visit Norway, you become part of it. Call 855-370-2651 today.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score
and 670thescore.com,
Chicago Sports Station.
244. Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. I haven't had that question before. Who do you think Terry is?
Well, see, here's what happened. Our buddy Kelly King.
Yes, Kelly King.
Actress, model, Viagra spokesgirl. That she's talking about all the Twitter followers that she's gotten from Boers and Bernstein listeners.
Boy.
So she just tweeted, she's at Kelly King King, by the way, said, woke up to over 1,600. Thank you, Boers Bernstein. I'm flummoxed. And then she tweets a picture of herself wearing this tiny little Justice League t-shirt that she got from the kids section at Target that she cut a hole in. And she says, let's start our own Justice League. Who's in? So Ramblin' Grimace says, count me in, and has sent back a picture of the actual Justice League redone as the Boers and Bernstein Justice League. It's got Tanny as Aquaman. It's got Maddie as the Flash. I'm Batman.
Flash, sure.
Gas Money Bob is Superman. She is Wonder Woman. Bob from Niles is the Green Lantern. And then Terry's face, I don't even know who that superhero is. But that's great.
I certainly don't know. I would have no idea. I tell you what, you could not find a weirder picture, though.
Yeah, but
that's like a, where are you at? I don't know. Where are you at?
That's great.
It's really funny, but I need to know who I am.
Yeah, I don't know who that superhero
is. I've lost my
is.
Identity. I'm a little bit like Bears football. I've lost my identity.
Maybe you're Bears football man. Growing men.
I don't think so.
No, probably.
I don't think
Chad
so.
Chad in Bloomington, you're on the score. Hi, Chad.
Hey, guys. I've been listening, I don't know, probably for a week now. I've heard you guys talking about Pau Gasol being the problem, the new problem with the Bulls. And I'm having a little trouble following the logic of that. If I come at it from the angle of the only difference in their front court between last year and this year is I exchanged Boozer for Gasol.
Yeah, but they play different positions. What? That's the difference. Gasol is the five. It's moved Noah to the four.
I'm not sure that but they made it work last year. I think
they
Boozer
play,
doesn't
they
guard
play
the perimeter
different
any
positions.
Better than Gasol could.
Yes, but
I understand that.
Listen, Chad, this is very simple. It's really easy. That Gasol is the center. He's a very slow-footed center. They can't guard people as well. Your best defender is now standing in a corner. Joakim Noah could affect games. Defensive player of the year because of what he could do in screen roll, of what he could do to move off the basket and then get back to the basket.
So if I'm following your logic, are you saying that Boozer was more able to guard the perimeter than Gasol could possibly be able to do?
Oh, yeah. Oh, because so they'll blow his doors off. He couldn't guard a four.
Boozer couldn't guard anybody anywhere.
It was easier to hide. They were a better defensive team with Boozer at the four.
So you have two guys.
With Noah at the five.
They're the same position, really. They're both fives, and Noah has to play four. It's really easy. Why do you think they're giving up a ton of points?
No, this is not difficult.
I understand what you're saying. I guess I'm just looking at it. I don't necessarily believe that Boozer guarded the perimeter any better.
It doesn't matter. It matters that Noah was playing center.
Well, they could do that. They could put Noah at center.
Not with Gasol on the floor, you can't. Because he can't stop anybody off the dribble. Boozer could
Neither
at least
could Boozer.
Yeah, yes, he could. He could at least stay with somebody for a dribble or two.
You didn't watch much basketball.
I watched every single damn game.
Chad,
you don't understand the struggles that Gasol would have guarding Forbes.
And how many points they've given up this year. Do you think this is just a fluke? What do you, you know, what's your logic of why they're so bad defensively? What's your logic? Tell us.
Well, like I'm saying, I think that if you wanted Noah to play the five and defend at the five position, the way I see it is I don't think there's that big of a drop-off perimeter defense.
Oh, believe me, Thibodeau understands where he can't play Gasol. Gasol is a five.
Well, and the other side of it is a lot of times in the fourth quarter that ends the games, obviously Boozer wasn't on the court.
Correct.
So if they wanted to go that route, then they could still put in Noah at the five, and they could play Taj at the four like they did last year.
They do. You can,
and they could
you
go
can put,
that route.
Or you could put Mirotić at the four.
I'm just having trouble blaming it all on Gasol.
Then you're not listening, and you're not watching.
No, I mean, you don't understand that the inside now, and a lot of centers that are physical guys have just killed him. Just killed him. And Tom knows it. And you got two guys who play the same position. It's just awkward. It creates awkward. I mean, the reason, God, bring up Boozer for the love of God, forget it. Forget it. But you do have that problem.
The pieces fit better, even though Boozer was not a great individual defender.
But the pieces fit better.
The pieces all fit better.
Yeah,
what you could do, and you won't do this, is have Gasol as a second unit player, where he gives you the scoring punch you need, and then he can have the matchup advantage against the second big. Because if he's out there against a stud,
in trouble.
He's in real trouble. Yeah. As he has been. With anybody that can abuse him, they isolate him, and he'll occasionally block a shot because of his length, and he can do okay defensive rebounding. They're getting killed on the boards. They're losing too many rebounding battles, too.
Yeah, you talk about the reasons for this. This one's easy. This one's easy why they struggle defensively. It's not like a mystery. Ooh, I don't know. A kid figure. It's easy to figure out. It's really easy to figure out.
That superhero is Martian Manhunter.
Oh, thanks
that's
for
about
that.
Right.
I've never heard of Martian Manhunter. When did they make him up? These kids today with their made-up superheroes in the Justice League.
I'm not, look, I'm not, I Martian Manhunter. Yeah. Doesn't sound right.
That's who that is.
Sounds like one of our interns.
Yeah, whoa, any of them.
His actual given name is John Johns. He's a superhero. He is one of the core members of Justice League of America.
Okay.
Okay. He started
me.
1950s? No, what? How could I have never heard of him?
Well, I'll make a name for him.
Yeah, seriously. With your face on Martian Manhunter, we're all good. Wide variety of superhuman powers, superhuman strength, durability, flight, regeneration, self-sustenance, shape-shifting, intangibility, invisibility, telepathy, telekinesis, extrasensory input, and optic blasts.
And heating up coffee.
Heating up coffee.
Making fun of people at airports.
Oh, that's an important superpower.
And don't forget, turning into Bruce Jenner. Don't forget that as part of it.
Yeah, you know what? A lot of backlash against people making fun of Bruce Jenner becoming a woman. Essentially, people saying, so what? So if now he wants to be a woman, he's allowed to be a woman. And if people shouldn't make fun of him. I'm not going to stop Terry from making fun of him.
That won't stop me.
But he is. He's like transitioning. There's no question. He's transitioning.
He's transitioning. Yes. Yes, he is.
Mike is on the Dan Ryan. He's on the score. Hey, Mike.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Great.
I just wanted to say about your theory of putting Pau Gasol on the bench. He's the only guy on the team with two rings, so I don't think he's going to take to the bench.
Oh, no, I understand. That's why they can't do it. But I was saying just purely from a basketball perspective, that if you didn't, I mean, he is too proud. I understand that. But that could be one way to solve this problem if you're trying to win a title, Mike. I'm not actually saying it's something that is a viable option.
And also, I'm not never going to defend Carlos Boozer, but he was maybe a D-minus defender, not the F defender that everybody is giving him credit, making him out to be. He was horrible, but, that one call just really sounded like he didn't watch a Bulls game.
Well, I don't think, yes. I don't think he does.
That's, if you watch it, you understand. You know, I mean, Tom isn't scratching his head. He knows what it is. He isn't sitting there every day. Oh, what are we giving up a lot of points here? What are we doing? You know damn well what's happening.
Milkman, you are on the score. Hi, Milkman.
Hey, what's up, man? Listen, the whole Gasol thing, it makes sense. I know you said they won't do it, but that's the way that makes the most sense. Tom Thibodeau sees he has two fives out there. He sees what's happening. One of them needs to go to the bench, and it will make a better team.
Yeah, but I don't think he's going to do it. I don't think you brought Gasol in here for
to lead the second unit
for that money to be the guy who's scoring points against the other team's number two center. It does make basketball sense.
I think that would more than likely improve your defense a little bit if that were to happen. If Noah would be back at his old position where he belongs, and he could help more and do more things than he's doing now. But yeah, I think it would make some difference. But it's not a mystery. It's not like, I can't figure out where I get up so many points.
Just after the top of the hour, after an update, our guy Rex Hupke wrote something.
I want to know how his life is today.
You know what I mean? You think he brought the crazies out?
Yeah, because I know our life the minute we say something, and yours in particular, because, you know, I don't look at that. I don't care when anybody says, I really don't. And it's basically for you anyway, because people know I'm nothing if not a beloved figure. I just want to ask Rex what his life is like today.
All right, well, we'll check in with our buddy in a moment on the score.
Thanks for keeping us the number one sports station in Chicago. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Introducing the Sleep Number Bed. Now with Sleep IQ technology.
Ta-da!
You and your partner find your ideal comfort and support, your Sleep Number setting. Then working with the Dual Air technology, Sleep IQ tracks your sleep and reports back. Try adjusting your Sleep Number setting. Sleep IQ tells you what works. Only at a Sleep Number store. Find our C2 bed, rated Best Buy by a leading consumer magazine. C2 Queen mattresses with Sleep IQ start at just $999.98. Find us at one of our 14 stores in Chicagoland. For your local store, visit sleepnumber.com. No better sleep with Sleep Number.
An important message for all Americans who owe $7,500 or more in back taxes to the IRS. The tax pros at OIC Tax can help you. Call 800-416-4460 to find out if you qualify for the IRS's financial hardship program. OIC Tax can stop the IRS from garnishing your wages and help you get back on track with your tax problems. Call 800-416-4460 for a free consultation. That's 800-416-4460. 800-416-4460. Call now.
Attention local business owners. Was your New Year's resolution to grow your business? CBS Local, Audio Ad Center, Facebook, and Intuit QuickBooks are partnering to give one lucky local business the key tools to be successful in 2015. Enter to win over $4,000 worth of audio and social advertising, accounting software, business resources, and more. Go to newyearsweepstakes.com to enter today. That's newyearsweepstakes.com. Don't miss out on jumpstarting your New Year's resolution.
Are you running out of time to get a gift for a birthday, anniversary, or special occasion? Well, then just send flowers. JustFlowers.com can have a local florist deliver your flowers tomorrow or even today. Just give us a call at 1-800-820-5331 to place your order. That's JustFlowers.com. JustFlowers.com. Visit our website to view fresh flower arrangements, plants, and gift baskets. Or you can call Just Flowers at 1-800-820-5331.
It's time to do our taxes, which means it's time to get a refund. Yay! So if you're expecting a refund this year, head to Walmart and pick up a Walmart Money Card. With free direct deposit, you can get your refund fast. Just enter the card's number on your tax return form. If you're owed a refund, you'll get the money directly deposited onto your card. Don't wait by the mailbox. Get your money fast. Yay! Start strong. Save big at tax time. Walmart.
Purchase monthly and other fees apply. See package for details. Successful card setup is required.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called Pay for Performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-2412. 800-821-2412.
So I'm here to tell you about an amazing new acne treatment that even Proactive says is better than Proactive. It's called Proactive Plus. You know, millions of people have turned to Proactive, but Proactive Plus, it works faster and better than before. So if your goal is a flawless complexion, call 1-800-244-1946. All of today's callers will also get two free gifts with their 60-day risk-free trial. So the number is 1-800-244-1946. 1-800-244-1946.
It's the show that can move you to tears.
You need me, Mom. I do.
Or tears of laughter.
Maybe I should help someone.
What's stopping you?
To be honest, a complete lack of compassion.
And now you can find TV's Funniest Moms on Thursday.
I wanted to talk about me, and I thought I'd come off better if I pretended to be interested in you.
Emmy winner Allison Janney and Anna Faris star.